if you are a parent of a student that receives specialized instruction or has an IEP, an individualized education plan, you are probably familiar with parent progress notes. However, maybe confused as to when you should receive them, what they should say, and their purpose. That is what we're discussing today on the solo episode of the Special Ed Strategist podcast. Before we hop into progress notes, I just wanted to mention a couple of things. If you're wondering what best learning support is needed for your child, your student, go to learningessentialsedu.com. You can take our quiz, find out what the best learning support is, and access some free resources to improve educational outcomes. We also have a boot camp coming up January 30th. I want you guys to register for that, where you can learn 5 fast track steps to help your child qualify for special education and achieve better educational outcomes. That comes with a free downloadable ebook. And now on to progress reports. So we talk about a student's present level of academic achievement, functional performance, that statement that is in their annual IEP. It is from that that we build annual goals that will inform decisions about the special education and related services a student will receive. Once these services and supports are identified, the IEP team needs to decide how they will determine whether the student's program is effective, meaning how are we going to make sure that that student is making appropriate progress? IDEA, our federal law, and state laws require that every IEP contain a component in which the IEP team documents how a student's progress towards meeting the annual goals will be measured and when the periodic reports of that progress will be provided to parents. To monitor student progress in the IEP, the IEP team must make decisions about the nature of the data that will be collected and analyzed relevant to each annual goal. Data, data, data. Don't forget, if you don't data, it didn't happen. So we need to make sure as a team, how are we going to collect data? And hint, observation isn't always data. So the most appropriate progress monitoring system are in those which objective numerical data is collected frequently, it's graphed, it's analyzed, and then used to make instructional decisions. Anecdotal data and other subjective procedures are not appropriate for monitoring student progress and should not be the basis of a progress monitoring system. So if you look at your student's IEP and you see that they're going to collect it with teacher observation, please note that it's subjective, that subjective teacher observation. It does provide that valuable information and some insight, but it's not adequate in monitoring a student's progress. So without supporting data, teacher observation is an opinion which cannot necessarily be verified. So to determine how a student's progress towards meeting his or her annual goal will be measured, the team members can consider the guiding questions that I'm about to say here. So I want you to think about how will the student's progress be objectively measured? So if there's a behavior observation checklist, progress monitoring probes, or a unit or chapter test score, those are great examples. Then the team wants to talk about how often will the student's progress be measured? Are we measuring every 2 weeks, at least 3 times per week? So we want to make sure that it's consistent, it's systematic, and it's frequent so that we can really see the growth or the trajectory of that data, of that student's progress over the course of a set amount of time. That way we can be thoughtful in our program, thoughtful in our decisions, thoughtful in our support. Who is responsible for collecting progress monitoring data? As a parent, I want you to even ask that question so that you have that information. Is it the general ed education teacher? Is it the special education teacher? Is it the speech pathologist, the school psychologist? So you want to identify an individual with appropriate data collection training. Remember from our solo episode last time that you can request training if needed in the IEP as well. So where will the data collection occur? identify who's doing it, how it's going to be collected. Where is it? Is it going to be during reading instruction if there's a reading goal? On the playground during recess if there's a social goal? So wherever it is, where are we collecting data? So the team is familiar, they're clear, their expectations are set, and everybody's on the same page. Are we collecting data to maintain consistent data collection schedule? Are we doing it Monday, Wednesday, Fridays at 10? Are we doing it Tuesdays during PE? So we want to make sure that we have a solid outline of who, what, when, where, and then how well will the student need to perform in order to achieve their stated IEP goals, the performance criteria. So we need a performance criteria for that annual goal. So are we seeing that they're going to read at a rate of 95 words per minute, with less than 6 errors out of 3 out of 4 passages? Are they going to begin working on a task with 3 or fewer prompts from an adult out of 4 out of the 5 school days? So you're very specific. So now when you're talking about that progress monitoring and developing that plan, again, you're looking at the guiding questions. How is it going to be measured? How often? Who is responsible? Where is it going to take place, that data collection? When will the data collection occur? And how do we know if that performance is in line with what we're looking for? So we can also use data from formative assessments to measure progress of the academic skill or functional behavior specified in that annual goal. This data can also be used to inform instructional decisions and make sure that we're, again, regularly and systematically collecting and monitoring student data allows that IEP team to evaluate the appropriateness of that student's IEP. It gives you an informed decision. If you have questions as a parent, you can ask for the raw data sheets. Now, you may get pushback, but if you're collecting data systematically as you're supposed to, as it's prescribed in the IEP, there should be no worries or concerns about having a raw data sheet. So you can always, if you're questioning, is my student making progress? Are we sure about that? How is this working out? Raw data sheets are going to give you that information. The plan for monitoring and reporting student progress need not be cumbersome. It doesn't have to be overly time consuming. In fact, when I was a special educator, I had little sticky notes, and then I evolved to index cards on a book ring with goals so that I could quickly know what I was collecting. I knew the goals of my students, especially as I was going in and out as a support in different regular ed, general ed classrooms, and I could mark that data by tally marks, and then I would put it into a system. So if somebody asked me for my raw data sheets, they wouldn't be pretty, but they would be present. And that is how we make our thoughtful decisions in terms of the IEP. So how do we report the progress to parents? Again, the IEP team must stipulate when periodic reports on the student progress will be provided to their parents. So these reports keep the parents informed regarding whether their child is on track to achieve their annual goal. A good rule of thumb is to provide progress reports on the student's annual goals at least as frequently as a parent of a student without disability receives their progress report, meaning the report card. So that could be a quarterly progress report. So if they're getting a report card 4 times a year, you could have a progress report in line with that. IEP teams should facilitate the parents' understanding of the data so they can clearly determine whether the child is making progress towards their annual goals. So there's several considerations to keep in mind when we're reporting progress to parents. If you are a professional, you're reporting progress, we want to make sure that parents can understand what you're telling them. You can use graphs, visual aids to show that data. There needs to be present information in that parent's home language whenever possible, so it's accessible to the parent. And the progress reports need to state clearly whether the student is on track to meet their annual goals. As a parent, I want you to use the progress report and report card and three ways. As a reflection of your child, your student's learning, it will indicate if your child is successfully understanding the core content, if your child is meeting the basic passing standards, or if they're learning the information. I want you to also use that progress report to measure the progress of academic achievement. So again, these aren't meant to be viewed in isolation, but in conjunction with, is the child meeting the standard? Is the child making sufficient progress? If they have met a standard in previous reports, but suddenly you begin to see lower scores or a significant drop in some areas, that can be a warning that progress of academic achievement is not occurring. So consistently following the reports of your child, your student's performance keeps you engaged with the progression of their learning and allows you to be involved as a parent in that IEP team and also to be able to identify the areas of concerns before they become too large. I also want you to take into consideration with the progress reports, monitoring student behavior. So traditional reports to parents include some sort of area for commenting on students' behavior, whether those comments are handwritten or typed, or remarks that align to a key that, I mean, you know, number five may mean they're organized, or a letter that means that they're participating. So these remarks are super valuable nuggets of information from your student's teacher. So if they've taken the time to write or assign a comment regarding your student, means they're important. So you're going to read the comments. You're going to have a conversation with your student, congratulate them, support them. I want you, the progress reports and the report cards go beyond a simple accounting of grades and behavior. They're going to provide a wealth of information if we only know how to look for it. Talk with our student, make sure that everything's aligning with how they're seeing their progress, how you see it in the school, and how the school sees the student within the school, so that you can willingly engage with your child and with that IEP team. Hope this information helps make it a great day. Again, I'm your host, Wendy Taylor. I'm obsessed with helping families and professionals bridge learning gaps, access special education services, and build kick-butt IEPs. Thank you again for strategizing with me and spending your precious time listening. If you've loved what you've heard, share this episode with a friend, give us a like and a follow at Learning Essentials. You know your kiddo best. You know if they're struggling or thriving, if they are happy or losing hope, if they understand or if they're completely lost. The question is now what? If you're unsure what steps to take to help your child succeed and need a starting point, head to learningessentialsedu.com, take the free quiz. After answering some simple questions about your student, it will guide you towards the first step in helping your child be the best they can be. Also, don't forget to register for our free bootcamp. Learn 5 fast-track steps to help your child qualify for special education and achieve better educational outcomes. You can register at events.learningessentialsedu.com/5-day. Bye for now.